you realize that restricting foods long term is not going to help you heal. So we need to manage that anxiety portion of it and really try to do small challenges with yourself to step outside your comfort zone and try to add new foods back in. And it's much more easy to tolerate these foods and have these challenges go well when your nervous system is in a good state and you are nice and calm and relaxed. You're listening to the Fix Your Gut podcast, a podcast that empowers you to understand why you have gut issues and what to do about it. After over 20 years of suffering with IBS, migraines, and chronic fatigue, I decided to take matters into my own hands and I became a nutritionist so I could not only heal myself, but heal others that were struggling like me. Odds are you're here because you're stuck. Your doctor couldn't help and you've already tried cutting out foods and probiotics. So now what? You don't have to suffer anymore. You can heal your gut. We're going to go beyond diet and supplements to empower you with the knowledge you need to achieve deep, lasting healing and finally enjoy food again and get your life back. I want to talk today about fearing food, food fear. This is something that I had really struggled with myself on my healing journey. And after talking to a friend today who also struggles with this, I wanted to talk about it because it's really crucial. And when we get stuck in these cycles, it really prevents healing. And it does take a toll on our mental health too. So I think a few things are happening here. Number one, obviously, if you feel sick to your stomach or upset stomach every time you eat something or anything, of course, it's going to make you fear food, right? Because you feel like you're going to have a reaction no matter what you eat. I want you to remind yourself, if you're in that space, that there's a deeper reason why you're feeling that way after you eat. And this is why it's so crucial to work with a practitioner, because it could be something as simple as, you know, you have gastritis, stomach irritation, and we need to give you some kind of demulcent herbs or supplement to help coat your stomach and reduce that irritation. But why is that irritation happening? Likely because you have SIBO or some other bacterial overgrowth. I would also want to encourage you to remember that if you're having a lot of indigestion and it's no matter what you eat, it's often due to having low stomach acid, low digestive enzymes, and not enough bile. So trying a digestive enzyme supplement, if you don't have ulcers or bad gastritis, would be a really great first step because it helps you have more digestive power to break down the foods that you feel like you're reacting to. And the reason you feel like you're reacting to it is because it's just sitting in your gut and it's making you feel uncomfortable. It's sitting there and fermenting and rotting and not being broken down the way it needs to. And that triggers bloating and gas and indigestion because your food should be mostly digested by the time it hits your small intestine. If it's not, that's where the bacteria go to work and start fermenting the food to help break it down. And so that fermentation releases a lot of gas and byproducts, causing a lot of gas, bloating, and indigestion. So making sure the upper gut is in a good state and doing what it needs to do. So obviously starting with saliva, stomach acid, enzymes, and bile, getting that sorted out is really, really crucial. And so even something as simple as an enzyme might be the key for you to be able to feel like you're tolerating more foods. So just keeping in mind that it's less likely a food sensitivity and more likely something to do with the fact that you can't break down these foods. But if you have had chronic gut issues for quite a while, and or you've been on antacids, antibiotics, or other medications that are hard on the gut, like antidepressants, painkillers, odds are you could have leaky gut and you could be developing food sensitivities. So if you're finding that specific things like wheat products and gluten or like dairy or nuts or something very specific is causing your gut issues, then obviously you want to temporarily avoid that. But you also want to work with a practitioner like myself to heal and repair that leaky gut, because oftentimes when we do that in the right four-step process, these food sensitivities will disappear over time. So it's really empowering to know that, yes, right now I might have to avoid these things, but if I do the right healing with a practitioner that knows what they're doing, I will be able to eat these foods again. The other thing I want to mention is gut bacteria. And so after this, I'm going to dive a bit more into mindset and anxiety around this, because I think it's really crucial to touch on that. But I want to also remind you that something that you might feel is a food reaction is actually more so a bacteria issue. So we know that with IBS and chronic gut issues, a lot of the times there's a lot of bacterial overgrowth or imbalances. Could also be yeast, viruses, and parasites as well. I'm just using bacteria as a general term. If that's not addressed, you are more likely to react to foods that are high in simple carbs, sugar, things like fruit and sweets and baked goods. If you're finding you get stuffy or foggy or tired right after or shortly after eating these foods, it's a good sign that there is a bacterial or fungal or some kind of overgrowth that needs to be addressed. And so reminding yourself that it's not the food, it's the microbiome and the bacteria levels in my body, which is totally modifiable and treatable with the right approach with a practitioner. But what can you do in the meantime if you are fearing food and it's making you, you know, it's really reducing your appetite, it's making you not want to eat because you're scared you're going to feel like crap every time. And this is especially pertinent with the holidays coming up. And, you know, you don't want to feel bloated or sick. You want to feel good and enjoy yourself. And so I'll just plug here and say you really should sign up for my Happy and Healthy for the Holidays challenge, because we are going to talk about very simple diet, supplement, and lifestyle strategies to feel your best this holiday season. But I do want to share a few tips with you to help you feel like you know what to do if you do start having a quote unquote reaction or you feel unwell after eating. Number one would be have some ginger or peppermint tea. That's going to help reduce the bloating, gas, and indigestion. The second most crucial thing, and it's really important that if you notice your gut is off before you even start eating, take a moment to take 1 to 3 deep belly breaths, deep into your belly while your stomach is expanding. This isn't some woo-woo thing. This is science. You're stimulating your vagus nerve that optimizes your digestive function. It's shifting your body into that rest and digest, relax state where you can optimally digest your food. And no matter what you eat, you're less likely to feel unwell after. If that means having to go to the bathroom because it's a big party and you don't have the ability to sit there and take 3 deep breaths without people looking at you, then go to the bathroom before you start eating and just do the breaths in the bathroom. Do what you need to do. Now, the next thing I would say would be to invest in some kind of stress management supplement. And then I also want to encourage you to try some practices at home and throughout the day. So whether that's deep breathing or that's meditation, restorative yoga, whatever works for you to shift your body into that state where you're in that rest and digest state and your body is less likely to react or to feel unwell after eating, no matter what it is. And know that sometimes when we feel unwell after eating, if we're in that stress state, that inflammation could have already started in advance. So the inflammation is already there directly from the stress response. And then the food, and then like whether you have any kind of minor sensitivity to it, or maybe you have a problem with histamines and the food is high in histamines, that's just like the kicker, the icing on the cake, or the final straw that your body's like, I can't tolerate this right now. I'm already in a stressed and anxious state. And that's when you start feeling unwell, right? So if your body's focusing so hard on just doing basic tasks like breathing and being alert and awake, adding something like another challenge to the body like eating and digestion, especially if your digestion is not optimal, it just puts another stressor on the body, right? And so obviously we don't want to think about eating and digesting as stressful on the body, because it shouldn't be. But obviously if you're in that state, it will be. So making sure you do everything in your power that you can before you go to eat is really crucial. So when it comes to stress supplements, I personally really like things like theanine, L-theanine, which is an amino acid derived from green tea. It's very gentle, very safe with most medications, and it's non-sedating, so it doesn't make you drowsy. So that one's really great. It also helps kind of balance out your neurotransmitters and your brain chemistry and support your mood in general. The other one I really like that's safe for most people is lavender oil capsules. So this does not mean going and taking your lavender essential oil that you have at home and drinking it. These are specific food grade, medical grade quality lavender oil supplements that you can get from certain brands that actually have been clinically proven to be as effective as anti-anxiety medication with less side effects. So really great one. The only thing you might get from those is lavender burrs, but personally, I think it's worth it. The next one would be lemon balm. So either a tincture, which is a liquid extraction, which is a little more strong, which I like to use for bedtime, or a tea. A tea is really great because it's a little more gentle. It's something you could have during the day if you're not already tired, because it could make you a little bit tired. But it's a natural, gentle, anti-anxiety herb. It's also really great on your gut health. So a really great one. But I want you to know that it's kind of this vicious cycle when it comes to food fear and anxiety, right? So we know that the more anxious or stressed we are, the more our digestion shuts down and we're going to have indigestion no matter what we eat. And then if we eat something that we're sensitive to, the nervous system in the gut says, uh-oh, this is not a good scene, and sends a signal to the brain and makes us more anxious. So it's kind of this vicious cycle. But we also know that your gut bacteria will directly impact your mood and anxiety levels. So, working with a practitioner to optimize your gut bacteria and your digestive function allows you to be in a better headspace where you can more easily manage this food fear. And it also helps you to understand and be empowered with the knowledge that you need to realize, okay, maybe this isn't an actual food sensitivity or reaction, but it's just that my body is in this stress state right now. So what can I do to feel less stressed and to have this less inflammation in my body and my gut? Or maybe it's literally due to the fact that I just don't have enough digestive power right now and I need to take a digestive enzyme with my meals. So sometimes it's super simple fixes, but a lot of us, especially if you've been dealing with gut issues for quite a long time, you do develop quite an intense food fear that's not as easy to be solved. And so again, this is where you need to work with a practitioner, but also someone like myself who is willing to challenge your thoughts about food and help. We tend to get so frustrated with our body when we get all these gut symptoms. You're dealing with constant bloating and constipation and heartburn. But here's the thing, these symptoms are actually signals. Your body is actually trying to communicate with you. What if you could learn how to decode your body's signals, figure out what it needs, and give it what it needs to heal? Here's the thing, a lot of us, we get so stuck on fixating on diet and supplements in our gut healing journey, and we get really frustrated when it doesn't work. But we really need to move beyond just diet and supplements and learn how to shift your body into a healing state in order to fast track your gut healing, enjoy food, banish the bloat, and feel confident in your skin again. But so many of us are really disconnected from our body and what we need to feel good. We get these symptoms, but our society tells us, oh yeah, we have a pill for that. So we just medicate our symptoms away. Whether it's a drug or a supplement, we just pop a pill like a Tums or a Zantac because we just don't understand what's going on with our body and we know this is going to give us relief. But we're not actually healing the body, we're just masking what's going on. We've also built these lifestyles that are all about performance and results and serving others. And you've neglected your body and its needs for so long that your gut symptoms are its way of screaming at you. Enough is enough. Pay attention to me. I've worked with hundreds of clients, and many of them are super healthy, health-conscious people, and they're very diligent and strict with their diet and their healthy lifestyles, but they get frustrated because they're just not making the progress they had hoped for. And what I've come to realize is there's three major reasons they are stuck. Number one, their mindset. They're stuck in this mindset of, oh, I'm always going to have these issues. Or if I eat anything outside of my safe foods, I'm going to have a gut flare. So many self-defeating mindset patterns that actually put your body in an inflammatory state where it can't heal. The second thing is nervous system dysregulation, aka chronic stress and burnout. I know you've heard it before, but physiologically, when you are stuck in that stress state or survival mode, your body is an inflammatory state. It's just surviving. It has no interest in healing. So we have to learn to shift your body out of that state into a state where it can heal. And the third thing that I see happening all the time is lack of support. Whether that's in their day-to-day life, these people are working so much that they're not taking time to connect with their loved ones. Or in a lot of cases, our loved ones, they want to be there for us and support us, but they just don't get it. They don't understand how debilitating these gut symptoms are and how much they impact our life. So when I work with these people over the last 5 years, I have seen so many clients and I've come to realize that these were truly the crucial missing pieces of the puzzle. And I thought to myself, how can I reach as many women as possible and help as many women as possible without burning myself out? And this is why I built the Fix Your Gut Formula, my signature program that walks you through not only my specific 4-step gut healing protocol, but actually supports you as you build your gut healing lifestyle. Because gut healing is a journey, and lasting gut health and optimal overall health takes time. So to get you there, I decided to revamp my Fix Your Gut Formula and relaunch it on a new platform to include mindset, mental health, and gut-brain connection masterclasses and trainings, tools for nervous system healing. So a video library packed with videos on yoga, meditation, and breath work, monthly group coaching calls, including mindset and Q&A on your most pressing gut issues, and one-on-one coaching sessions, as well as personalized gut healing protocols. I've poured years of experience, research, and my heart and soul into this program because I want you to be able to feel good again, to have the food freedom, to go out and eat at a restaurant, to travel without stressing about where the washroom is, to wear your favorite outfits without stressing about bloating and just feel confident and sexy again. And for a limited time to celebrate the launch or relaunch of this program, I'm offering 25% off lifetime access. To grab your discounted access to the Fix Your Gut Formula, head to the link in the show notes. And if you're not sure if it's right for you, I've also included a link there where you can sign up to get a sneak peek. So a couple emails with some sneak peek videos of 3 of the course modules, as well as an actual behind the scenes tour of what you'll get access to inside the Fix Your Gut Formula dashboard and program. So, but if you're really, really struggling with fearing food and you've tried all these tips, I do suggest reaching out to someone who is a mental health professional, a counselor of some sort, to someone who specifically focuses in food and eating, and maybe someone who focuses specifically in chronic health management, because dealing with chronic health issues is a stressor in our lives, and it does take a different skill set and a different approach than typical counseling. So I really think it's crucial to get your mindset and your mental health in a good state in order to start making some of these healthier changes. Because I have been there myself, having dealt with anxiety and depression most of my life, and then, you know, starting to fear food the more restrictive I got with my diet. When I cut out certain things, I realized, oh, I feel better when I cut this out. Maybe I should cut out this other thing that I think might be triggering me. But really, it was so much more that was going on. The root causes needed to be addressed for me, right? And once I got a lot of those root causes under control and I started managing my anxiety and mental health with things like meditation, deep breathing, getting acupuncture and Reiki and chiropractic, that's when things really started to shift for me. So if there's one thing you take from this episode, I want you to, first of all, understand that it's likely not the food. It's likely something else going on, these root causes. And secondly, the other crucial thing would be, don't fixate on one particular thing like limiting foods. Look at your gut healing journey as a journey of healing your whole body and mind. And really invest as much as you can in other practitioners and services that can support your healing journey. Personally, I fixated on practitioners and appointments specifically for gut healing for the longest time. And I did get to a certain place where I felt better, but I did get stuck. And it's only when I started including practitioners that also worked on my mental health and my mindset and like energetic healing, more of the kind of so-called woo-woo stuff, that I really fast-tracked my healing because that's where I was stuck. I was stuck in this fight-or-flight nervous system state. I was doing all I could, but it wasn't quite enough, and I needed that shift to happen. So I really recommend looking into those practices if you haven't already. I hope you guys found this episode helpful. If you are fearing food and you want to learn more about what the heck is going on with your gut, you want to learn some strategies of how to avoid bloating and boost your mood and energy this holiday season, I hope you'll join me for the Happy and Healthy for the Holidays challenge inside the Fix Your Gut Collective. The link is in the show notes. You do have to register in order to get access to the emails and be entered in the giveaway. I'll see you in there. If you're like me on your gut healing journey, you've tried everything. Low FODMAP, gluten-free, probiotics, all the things. Maybe you even went for a colon cleanse. And you're still struggling with bloating, brain fog, fatigue, heartburn, constipation. You're about ready to give up hope, but don't give up just yet. I am here to help you figure out why you're bloated and how to conquer it once and for all without restrictive diet. I'm going to be hosting a free 3-day challenge, the Bloat Free Me Challenge, inside the Fix Your Gut Collective. One of the crucial things we're doing inside here is not just talking about diet and supplements, but going beyond that. And one of the crucial things is really becoming body literate. See, we get frustrated with the symptoms our body gives us. But really, these symptoms are signs. Our body is trying to tell us something. It's like, pay attention, hello, something needs to be fixed here. But it's really confusing. What is it trying to say? So we just get frustrated. And in our society, we're told, oh, you have this symptom, take this pill. We are really good at masking symptoms, putting a Band-Aid on it. Okay, I took my, Imodium, or I took my laxative, and now I feel better. That's not healing the root cause. And guess what? When you don't treat that root cause and these things keep happening, whether you feel it or not, this is inflammation building in your body. And that's going to contribute to mental health problems, weight gain, higher risk for things like dementia and diabetes, all kinds of health problems. We don't need that. So what we're going to do in the challenge is actually become more body literate and get empowered to understand why you're having these symptoms, what your body's trying to tell you, and what you can do about it without resorting to a million supplements or super strict diets. So I want you to understand that when we talk about food reactions or food sensitivities, you're going to learn why it's not actually a sensitivity most of the time and that you can eat more variety of foods. Because what happens is when we don't understand how our bodies work, we tend to think, oh, I got bloated after I ate this food, so I must be sensitive to it, so now I have to avoid it. That really sucks, right? And it's also confusing because if you eat the same meal last week and you felt fine, but then you eat it today and you don't feel fine, you're like, what gives? I used to be okay with this. It was a safe food. And now all of a sudden I'm reacting to it. Guess what? It's probably not the food. Yes, food sensitivities can happen, especially if you have leaky gut, but it's more likely the state you're in when you're eating the food, your nervous system and your stress levels. So we're really going to talk about a lot of mindset and nervous system regulation techniques that you can use to shift your body into a healing state where digestion is optimized and you are less likely to feel like crap after eating. Because guess what? When you're in that stress state, say you're having a stressful day at work, it doesn't matter what you eat. You could just have a glass of water and you're going to have heartburn, indigestion, bloating, right? Because digestion is shut down. When you understand this and how the body functions, you understand exactly what to do to turn digestion back on, get it optimized so you can eat more things with less symptoms. I want you to have a bloat-free summer where you can enjoy the foods you love, wear what you want with confidence, and have the energy and the mental health and just feel amazing to do whatever you want, whether it's beach days, road trips, family barbecues, having a drink with friends. You can do these things. You don't have to fear eating out or fear being away from a bathroom, right? We're going to get you there. So this 3-day challenge, we're going to talk about causes of bloating, including your gut bacteria, nervous system dysregulations, even things like autoimmunity. We're going to talk about
how we heal the gut with a four-step gut healing process, but also really importantly, mindset shifts and simple daily practices and routines that you can add to your busy life. Believe me, these are simple things, guys, that allow you to optimize your digestive health and eat what you want. So I'm really excited for this. It's also going to include a free recipe guide and two chances to win lifetime access to my signature program, the Fix Your Gut Formula, which I recently revamped to include yoga classes, mindset, breath work, supplement protocols, new masterclasses with myself on all kinds of gut topics, and so much more. Value of over $595, but you're going to get lifetime access if you win in this giveaway. Super excited for you guys to check this out. So if you want to join myself and over 200 ladies inside the Fix Your Gut Collective for the Bloat Free Me Challenge, that's April 12th to 14th. There's a link in the bio to sign up and you'll get an email with more details, and I will see you in there. I want to touch briefly on having low appetite. For people that are dealing with a lot of chronic gut issues, part of it could be food fear, but part of it is literally your body is sending signals to your brain that you shouldn't be eating or don't need to eat because there's so much inflammation in there that the body just simply can't deal with it. So what do you do if you're in that state where your appetite is really low, but you know that you need to fuel your body? So first of all, we need to figure out for you, like everyone's different. So for you, which foods are the most gentle in your system and easiest to digest and the least likely to make you feel uncomfortable? Maybe that's something simple like a homemade gluten-free muffin. Maybe it's some oatmeal. Maybe it's a bit of scrambled eggs. Whatever feels best for your body is what's best to try at that time and in small amounts. But a few things you can do to help you with your appetite. Number one would be trying something like bitters. If you don't have stomach irritation and that burning ulcer type feeling in your gut, a bitters tincture is really, really great for appetite. What it's doing is stimulating your digestive juices like stomach acid and bile. And by doing so, your body naturally feels, oh, I've got this acid here, must mean my body is ready for food, right? It kind of naturally triggers that urge to eat. Ginger is also a really, really great appetite stimulant, and it's also going to help by increasing motility and bringing down inflammation. So trying a ginger capsule or a ginger tea or even a ginger candy is really great. Also, you need to understand that when you have that much gut inflammation, and especially if you are also constipated, that's just like a direct feedback mechanism that your body is built to say, hey, look, I'm so backed up in here. I can't handle more food right now. I need a break. If that's the case, the number one thing should be focused on getting your bowels moving. So that might look like trying a motility supplement. And if you have questions about that, do let me know. But ones that I frequently use with clients are Motility Matrix by Cytomatrix, which has a blend of things, including 5-HTP, which is a serotonin precursor, ginger, artichoke, and I feel like a few other things that stimulate peristalsis, so the contraction of your intestines to move things along. The next thing would be probiotics. So the gut microbiome has a direct impact on your appetite. So if you have the wrong bacteria in there, it's going to affect your appetite. Now there's two sides of this coin. Taking a probiotic might bring down your inflammation enough and help you move your bowels enough to improve your appetite. But if you constantly feel full and bloated and your gut symptoms are mostly upper gut, and you think you may have SIBO or you've been told you have SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth, taking a probiotic may actually reduce your appetite further because it's further colonizing your small intestine, adding more bacteria in there that's not supposed to be there, making you feel more full and uncomfortable and reducing your appetite. So probiotics are not a across the board kind of good for everyone solution. It's only on a case by case basis. This is something that I have found helpful in my healing journey and that I do encourage clients to try if that's something they're open to. Now, this doesn't mean you have to try the cannabis with THC that's psychoactive. Even using something like a CBD oil And it needs to be taken orally so that it comes in contact with your gut lining. CBD has been proven to be very, very helpful for things like appetite and nausea, particularly in cancer patients, but also in anyone that has chronic digestive issues. That being said, if you are open to trying something that's more of a balanced oil with both THC and CBD, some people find that having a bit of THC in there, even at a very low dose, you know, it's known to give people what's called the munchies, right? So it kind of does boost your appetite more and can help you if you're really feeling like you're not hungry for things or you're fearing food. It can kind of get you over that hump and help you have the appetite to eat something. If you want to learn more about this, do book a one-on-one session with me. Like I said, I'm not a cannabis professional. I'm not marketing any specific products, but this is just something that I found from research, from my own personal experience, and from working with clients. There's another cannabinoid, so a compound found in cannabis called CBN that I wanted to talk about. And personally, I found very helpful in my gut healing journey. So CBN is cannabinol and it is non-psychoactive. So if you're worried about the high, CBN does not get you high. It's much like CBD. It's non-psychoactive. And what happens, it's kind of created when THC, which is naturally in the cannabis plant, ages, kind of creates this CBN. And there's so many wonderful properties to it. Some of the brands have combined it with CBD, which is also inflammatory and anti-anxiety, which we know is good for the gut. So here are some of the properties that they've found. It's antibacterial. We know that a lot of, you know, bad bacteria is contributing to chronic gut issues as well as appetite issues. So that helps there. And it also helps with stimulating appetite. So personally, I found this helpful as well. If my gut was flared up and my appetite was really down, you know, you need to eat. So CBN helps bring down the inflammation and helps you feel good enough to want to eat because it is anti-inflammatory and has actually been proven to help, at least in one rodent study, with rheumatoid arthritis, which is an autoimmune disease. So there's not a ton of hardcore evidence yet for IBD, like Crohn's and colitis, but there is emerging evidence that it may actually help with IBD. There's actually, you know, a lot of case studies and reported benefits from patients that have used it that helped with the pain, nausea, and decreased appetite of IBD. The one popular misconception about CBN is that it helps with insomnia and sleep. However, that's not actually been proven, but cannabis that is older that tends to be higher in CBN also tends to be high in what's called terpenes. So these are other compounds found in cannabis. And these are, I mean, there's hundreds of different ones, but these specific terpenes are sedative. So they make you tired. So they're saying that it could be the terpenes in there rather than the CBN itself that can help with sleep. So really, really promising stuff to help with indigestion and appetite, nausea, inflammation in the gut, potentially even autoimmune inflammation. So there are products out there that contain different blends of these compounds. The one that I'm familiar with is a CBD-CBN blend. And usually when they make products, they take out the terpenes as part of the manufacturing process. But this one has the terpenes added back in. So I do find it helpful for insomnia as well. Many people with chronic gut issues end up with what's called histamine intolerance. Some people with gut issues may even have MCAS. So that stands for mast cell activation syndrome, which is a little more rare. So let's focus a little bit more on histamine intolerance and how that develops and why that might manifest as what feels like a food sensitivity. So with histamine, we do need that in certain amounts in the body. But obviously, we know histamine best as what gets released when we have an allergic reaction, right? But that doesn't mean that what we're talking about here is a food allergy reaction. What we're talking about instead is the gut's inability to break down histamine. So we're supposed to have these enzymes in the gut called diamine oxidase, or DAO, and it's produced by gut bacteria. And that helps
break down excess histamine in the gut so that you don't have this overflowing bucket of histamine, your body can't handle it, and then you manifest with allergy-like symptoms. So things like stuffiness and brain fog and sneezing and things like that. But when we have dysbiosis, so this bacterial imbalance, many people end up with low levels of DAO in the gut, and that means that any histamine coming into the body on top of whatever histamine's already being produced naturally by the body, it's going to keep building up and building up and building up, right? And especially if these are high histamine foods. So that would be anything that's age cured or fermented. So we're thinking charcuterie boards, which is often out at the holidays, unfortunately, right? So these smoked meats or these cured meats, these aged cheeses, things like brie, blue cheese, anything that's older and old cheddar. The older it is and the more mold it has on the outside, the more histamine is going to be in there. When it comes to alcohol, all alcohol will have histamine in it, but the highest ones are wine and beer. And so if you find that any of these foods, as well as fermented foods like yogurt and kimchi and sauerkraut and true ferments, are causing problems for you, you may have histamine intolerance, and it's likely due to the imbalance in your gut. The good news is you don't have to avoid high histamine foods and alcohol forever. Once you balance out your gut bacteria, you can bring down those histamine levels and you're less likely to react to those foods. But it really comes down to getting that bacteria under control. There is a lot of things you can do in the meantime, like certain supplements, for example, vitamin C, but there's many other what's called mast stabilizing supplements. They stabilize your mast cells, and that helps them to prevent them from releasing excess histamine, right? So really just looking at, yes, for the meantime, you could cut down on your high histamine foods, but really looking at how can we heal the gut in the long run so that you can bring these foods back in. Thanks for tuning in today, guys. Hey, if you have 30 seconds to spare, if you could leave me a rating and review in your podcast app, I would greatly appreciate it. It helps women just like you discover my podcast and start their own healing journey. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll catch you next week.